You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
So, Tammy, we had a good show, and I know you had to step out for a little while, but now you're back. And
I am.
I want to talk about the five C's of lending, because there seems to be a little bit of a mystery on what exactly do lenders look at.
Right, because we talk about credit scores all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
what else is there?
Yeah, what else is there? Because with the five C's of lending, number one is credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the credit history, let's run through that real quickly.
Okay.
So what do we look at with credit? Well, we want to know, first off, the credit score, because the credit score is the quickest synopsis of what the risk profile is for that person as far as their credit goes, because it's taken all the factors, you know, everything into account when it gives that credit score.
The higher
the credit score, the lower the risk. And you know, when you look at this statistically at foreclosure and delinquency rates, it is a direct curve in relation to credit score.
Right.
So it's definitely a great place to start, because, you know, we're not just looking at credit score, but we're going to look at the amount of debt, how they use it.
History of everything.
Yeah, exactly. The history that, you know, are there mortgage rates and that type of thing.
Right. So the next one was interesting to me, and it's called capacity. What can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so capacity is, when we look at your debt-to-income ratios, is what's your capacity to be able to pay this debt?
Mm-hmm.
What's the capacity of this debt in relation to all your other debt?
So what my income is along with my current debts.
Right. So we basically will divide your debts by your income, and we call it your debt-to-income ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain limits on how high that can go. And that's very, very important, because, you know, there are some people that I don't know how they make all their payments.
Yeah, I'm sure you see a lot of that.
I mean, some people really are stretched thin on, you know, it's all that they can afford.
Mm-hmm. So the other one, and people have heard this before, but it's collateral, you know, my car, my firstborn, whatever it is, as collateral. Can you go through a little bit about that? Because this is dealing with secured loans.
Right. So anytime you have a secured loan, which is anything besides typically a credit card or a payday loan, a secured loan would be a car loan or a home loan, of course, is what I do in the mortgage industry. So the collateral is really important. So with the home loan, we're looking at the appraisal very closely.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just accept what the appraiser says. We look at the appraisal and all the details of it to make sure that collateral is in line.
And that remaining equity will play a factor in your lending decision then? Or how does that work?
Yeah, because a lender always has to think, what happens if I own this property someday?
Right.
If they default on this loan, then I own this property, and what am I going to be able to sell it for as a lender?
Got it.
Very important. So next is capital.
Mm-hmm.
So household income is important, but how much you've saved, okay, how much do you have in assets is extremely important. How much capital do you have? Because somebody who hasn't been disciplined enough to save any money, they're usually not a very good credit risk. The slightest thing goes wrong, and now they can't repay their debt.
Just don't ask who has saved. Step to the left side of the ship, because the ship would fall over.
The ship just tips right on over.
Right, man.
To the left.
That's right. So it's an important one, and we really do need to take it seriously. You know, there's all these different numbers out there about what you should save. What do you find to be?
Well, saving's a discipline, and I think that people can save money no matter what their income level. And that's something that was taught to me at a young age that I didn't agree with when I was young, and I absolutely agree with now, is that whatever your income level is, you decide first how much you're going to save, and then you only have left to spend what's left.
Correct. I think so.
You can't spend any more than that.
I think that's a good idea. All right. So then we hear the word conditions, and I'm guessing, you know, this has to do with what kind of properties and things I have, or what's that about?
Well, okay. So when we're talking about the five C's of lending, the last C, number five on the list, is conditions. And that means the condition that you're going to borrow the money under.
Okay.
So what are, what's the purpose of the loan?
Got it.
Okay. Are you going to get cash out to pay off credit cards?
Buy a vehicle, student loan payout.
Right. Are you going to do home improvements? It's going to improve our collateral even more.
Which you would be more apt to lend
then? Right. We'd be more apt to lend on that.
Okay.
Different loan types will have different layers of risk. So a purchase loan is a little lower risk than any loan where you're taking cash out, has a higher interest rate than a loan that doesn't have cash out. So that's an important consideration.
So would a refi be considered?
Well, a refinance can be, if it's what they call a rate and term refinance, where you just refinance and get a better rate and a better term,
okay.
Then that's not as high a risk as somebody who's taking cash out.
Okay.
So somebody who's taking cash out has to pay a little bit higher interest rate to account for that condition.
Okay.
And they'll also want to know environmental conditions and economic conditions that are going on. So we know like credit guidelines will tighten up if the market's declining.
Now, how, I mean, I know that the job and all that kind of stuff kind of ties in with the capital part, but let's say you have someone that is a horseshoer. You know, how does that play in? How does that, like, if that's not a job that's in demand, how does that work?
Well, if they have to show stability of their income. So we want to see that they've been doing it for a couple of years, and then is it likely that they're going to be able to continue on this for the next 3 years is the time frame that we typically use.
All right.
So no way to determine past that. So if somebody wants to see the five C's of lending, visit our website. Okay. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And if you'd like to reach out to me to have me analyze the five C's of your particular situation, you can text me or call me anytime at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. Another quick announcement, too, is we're interviewing right now financial advisors to do our Word on Wealth segment with the show. So if you know a financial advisor that you think would be good for our show, send us their information. You can text their information over to me. Just put financial advisor with the information at doughaldeman.com. It's doughaldeman.com. Or pass that along to the financial advisor and have them reach out to us. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss Doug Haldeman Show next week on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.